Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before we get set foot on the boat, we put them into a Sweet 16-style tournament. We argue each round until we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide who steps foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
God. It's happened again. The moon and the stars are in alignment. Everything has finally fallen into place. If you like completely unhinged South Park style humor that only you can get from here, then you are going to love the Boat Boat. We're on Boat Boat 6. We're going to take all the winners of the past 16 seasons that we've done, put them together and see which one comes out swinging. Nick, these are always, this is a test, isn't it? This is a test of us.
Yep.
Our spirit, of our sensuality, I would even go so far as to say.
I think it's a test of our intelligence, right? We have to look back. I think it's our penance in a lot of ways. We have to look back at what we've created.
This is us walking down the road in your small village in the medieval times, slapping ourselves with a cat of nine tails on the back.
Yeah.
We've done this to ourselves.
Yes. This is our Steve Buscemi and Spy Kids moment where we look out and say, you ever think God stays inside because he's afraid of what he's created? This is
exactly us
deciding to finally step outside.
Everyone forgets when they listen to this show, there is a point to this show, and it is we are going to figure out what the best thing of all time is.
Yes. It just loosely takes 8 years, right around 7 to 8 years to do, and and at current pace, maybe closer to nine. So, you know, but we're here, folks. We're here for you.
Here.
I do have to make one correction to what Cody said about this being South Park humor. It is, but like circa 2003 to like 2010, that period.
Oh yeah, the prime. We're in that golden age, dude.
Yeah. This ain't that new libertarian South Park.
Respect my authority. Like that kind of stuff, dog.
Yeah. like that stuff. Not so much this, like, I mean, white guys should be able to say the N-word when it's all said and done, right? Like, it's
just a word. It's just a word.
Yeah. And what we're just going to police words now? Is that what we're doing?
God damn it. Nick, when I was in high school, I fucking thought like that. Man, grow up. Everybody needs to grow up.
South Park gets nefarious a little bit on these young boys because you're just like, this shit is so funny and so edgy. But then at some point, you have to learn that, like, you don't want to be on the edge forever, guys.
I was on the internet as a teenager. I dodged Andrew Tate, but he fucking tagged me. You know, a couple people got some tags in there.
Yeah, exactly. So, folks, here we are in Group A of Boat Boat 6, where we have the number one seed. Once again, we took the winners of the last 16 seasons, and we've put them all together to face off. We gave it to our bracketologists. They gave us back the rankings. And here we go, folks. With the one seed, we have acrophobia, or the fear of heights, coming out of our phobias bracket, going up against the 16 seed, our most recent champion, T2, best action movie of the 90s. And then the other matchup we have today is the 8 seed HVAC, coming out of our Modern Marvels season, going up against the 9 seed Scooby-Doo from our pop culture dogs bracket. Cody, where do you want to start?
I feel like this is easy. Acrophobia versus T2 is where I'd like to start. Nick.
Okay.
I feel like if you have a fear of heights, could be crippling. It can be very tough, but you will quickly get over it if you got the fucking Terminator on your six, dog. If Arnold Schwarzenegger's on your ass and he's trying to take you down, you're going to climb, you're going to jump, you're going to parachute out of whatever you need to do.
I mean, that's fair. I will say they kept pretty low to the ground. I wonder how much the Terminators, the T1 and the T-1000, where are they not hype boys? Was that maybe the secret all along? Is like, get these boys up high, because they never get up high.
Because if you, oh my God, Nick, if you think about it this way, if you watch Terminator, anytime they cut to the future, they destroyed all the tall buildings.
Yeah,
buildings are destroyed, and it's because they know they can't go up there because they get scared.
I'm so scared. Oh, no, make me do it. No, I don't want to go.
It's called Skynet, so you don't associate it with the sky because the sky is their weakness.
Right. See, that's how they kept it. They hid it in plain sight.
Always hide your weakness in plain sight. That's why people call me Cody Baloney, because I love baloney. A wink.
That's why everyone calls me Nick. Why is your penis hanging out of your pants? I'm like, my weakness.
It's my big old hog. My hog's my weakness.
And that's actually, it's not even just a physical thing. It's also, if you think about it, a mental thing. How many times have I gotten in trouble because of that guy? You know, you got to think about it.
Sometimes you get your wiener caught in a car door and everyone's like, oh, look at him. He's got his wiener caught in a car door. It's not funny, guys.
It's not. It is. Hurts. And I know I'm laughing right now, but if you were there and you felt what I felt, it wasn't funny. Okay.
I'm just saying, okay, acrophobia probably affects like 2%, like at the most 2% of people in the world have this thing, right? But everybody can get got by the Terminator.
That's fair. But once again, we have to be clear because we do have action hero in this movie, in this bracket. So I feel like we need to talk about the movie itself. Can't just talk about the Terminators. Have to talk about the full movie. Do you think, Cody, here's my question to you, and I want you to think about this. And I mean this, and I'm talking about the world. Think about the whole world, not just the United States. Do you think 2% of the world, because I agree with you, I think 2% of the world probably has a fear of heights. Has 2% of the world seen T2?
No, but they should.
I thought you'd be a lot bolder than that, if I'm being honest with you.
Here's the problem.
Hey, Cody, here's my balloon. Pop. That's what you just did. Thanks. No. Great audio. No. Thank you. No, don't play in the space with me. Don't be like, of course they have, Nick. And then we figure out what is. Because we don't even know what 2% is. No one even knows what that number is right now.
Nobody knows. But the problem is Skynet won't let you show it in China. They don't have, like, do you think India has T2? They probably do.
I think India got T2 for some reason. Yeah, I think India
I take it back. A lot of people love T2.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. Would you rather watch Fall, I think is the name of that movie where those girls get caught on the tower? Which is all about like the fear of heights.
Yeah.
Or would you rather watch T2? I think this is easy, dude.
Then we have to be fair. Then we have to be all right. I will play your game, but then you have to play mine.
I agree.
I would rather watch T2 than Fall. But here's this is me volleying it back to you, Cody.
Okay, hit.
Are you more afraid of heights or cybernetic androids that probably will never exist?
Cybernetic androids. Boom.
Easy, dude. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, because every time, I'm not afraid of heights. First of all, heights don't bother me. I've been on ladders. It's whatever. But if cybernetic androids might not exist, but then why are there so many movies about it, Nick? They're coming. You can't make movies about stuff that's not going to happen.
I can't have you start sounding like you've been watching only like Fox News and be like, then why do they make so many movies about it? They're putting it in our faces, Nick. They're putting it right in our faces.
They just want you to know. They're trying to just get you used to seeing these robots so you're not scared of them. That way, when they turn, you're not expecting it. I'll be expecting it.
Yeah, the whole time. That's why I keep... What did he need? A shotgun doesn't really do it.
Let me put it this way.
Okay.
I think this is easy. I think once I say this, you're going to be like, oh, Cody's right. We're trying to figure out the best thing of all time.
Yes.
Terminator 2 kicks ass.
That's fair.
Acrophobia doesn't. That sucks. I'm sorry if you have acrophobia. It sucks, dude.
I'm going to go with you here. I'm going to move T2 on as I'm not. I can't.
T2 absolutely whoops ass, dude. And acrophobia does not whoop any ass at all.
It's arguably the opposite, if anything. Yeah. It's ruining lives. All right. We got T2 moving on where it will go up against HVAC, AC, for those of you not familiar with the lingo, and the 9-seed Scooby Dooby Dooby Doo. Cody.
Would you rather have a house that's heated and cooled to an appropriate level or a talking dog? That's a hard question.
Tough.
A lot of on face value, you're like, that's easy. I want the, do you though?
Do you? Oh. Do you really want a talking? Here's the thing that we all assume is that our animal A would want to talk to us and B would have cool shit to say. Why would you assume that? What does your animal know? Do you keep your animal inside when you're gone and no TV, nothing for it to like wonder and ponder and learn?
Nick. Scooby-Doo finally makes sense. Scooby-Doo, okay, I was like, why are these kids always driving around just unsupervised with this dog solving mysteries, right? That, like, if you have to make that concession that that's the plot, but, like, why is that the plot? Why is this happening? Yes. And it's because they just stayed at home with the dog, and the dog wouldn't shut the fuck up, but he had nothing to talk about. So eventually they're like, we gotta get this dog out in the world. We gotta take this dog around because he needs to experience life so we don't have to listen to him talk about his dog food all day.
Right. Also, do you really want to hear what they think of dog food? That will break your heart because, like, I've had Sandler now for 6 years, right? If Sandler gets to talk tomorrow and gets to tell me for a full 6 years, he's like, dog, this is fucked up, right? Like, you know, that sucks. I see what you eat. You let me have a little bit of what you eat and I'm stuck eating this. Why would you do that to someone you say is your best friend? It's pretty fucked up. And I would just have to stay. I would have to sit in that. And I would have to own that. And now I have to get my dog steak every day. Every single day I have to get my dog steak.
I can't afford this.
I can't live this life. But now he can talk. So, like, what am I supposed to do? I can't reason with. I can't be like, hey, I understand. You know what? Why don't I get you the nice wet food then? After 6 years? You want me just to get the slightly nicer, but still nasty stuff after 6 years? No, that's cool, bro. I thought we were best friends. That's fine.
I want a Cornish hen.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Where'd you hear about that? I was watching British Bake Off with you, remember?
Oh, my God. What if it's retroactive, too? So he learns everything he's ever heard he didn't understand, he gets to catch up on.
You
have some explaining to do, dog.
See, that's the fear, right? I think it's one of those things. It sounds great in theory, and then in practice, you're like, I don't think we needed this.
Okay, let me put it this way, though, all right?
Okay.
I was driving my car this week, and it was kind of hot. And by kind of hot, I mean it's like 79, 80 degrees. So it's not even a miserable day, right?
Right.
I turned my car on. One day this week, I turned my car on. I have to drive for about an hour, and my air conditioning fans won't work.
Oh.
Like, the air conditioner worked, but the fans won't work.
Sure.
And that, I wanted to die. Now,
it's amazing.
When I turned my car off and turned it back on, everything was fine. Not a problem. But for that 1 hour, I would have killed your dog to get air conditioning, Nick.
Dude, all right. Here's the thing that I in general am pretty confident that HVAC is maybe one of the most important things. But then I just look at the rest of the world and I'm like, wow, we are just giant babies over here in America.
Yeah, we are.
Europe is like... AC what? The rich? Oh, I guess, yeah, if you're soft, if you need that. Our building, they didn't have AC back in the 1500s, and that's how old my house is. So it's never going to have it, and I fucking survive. India, I think China's got a lot of AC now. I think China's probably doing
AC. They're catching up. Japan, not. Japan was rough. I'll say that.
Right. That's what I'm just saying. There's a lot of cultures where I'm like... Do we keep this a secret? Like, what do we not tell people about HVAC? Because this is amazing.
Okay. Man, it's hard to turn down a talking dog, though, isn't it?
I mean, it's tough. We're talking about the talking. We're talking about Scooby-Doo. Incredibly, one of those dogs that has, or like, one of those cartoons. Okay.
I got to go HVAC because I can't afford a Scooby-Doo, dude. I've seen this dog house like a 4-foot-tall sandwich in one bite. I gotta feed that thing.
Do you ever make one of those sandwiches? Do you ever make yourself just like a...
Oh, for sure, dude. With like five loaves, like five slices of bread in there just to keep the structural integrity.
Just because you're like, and then you're like,
what am I gonna do with it?
How do you eat this? It is the size of my head. I don't,
Cody, okay. are you trying to toast that on the stove? You're damn right I am.
You gotta get a good little char on that, you know? Here's the thing. Here's the problem that I have with Scooby is that I don't like that the world has its mysteries. You know, I don't see why it's my duty to get involved in all of these mysteries of the world or of the town and also where does it end, right? We never see that they ever solve like a murder, but that has to be the next step, right? Like, it's a lot of like, someone opened this abandoned park. The lights are flickering in that old mansion. What do we do? But you got to think that like Velma's like wants to step it up, right? And you know that Daphne is all about that clout, she'd be an influencer now. So now you got Velma and Daphne driving this group to basically get into deeper and darker shit. All of a sudden now you're dealing with the county sheriff who you're pretty sure has murdered and buried like 5 bodies.
Oh, for sure. He's dirty. Nick. Okay, that lady from Law & Order SVU is getting really old, right? She's got to retire soon. She's got to be almost done. I'm saying we replace her. We take the same show, same premise, right? Get rid of her and just put in the cast of Scooby-Doo, but make it like they've been doing so good. I'm just saying that a police force somewhere needs to recognize them and get them on the books, man. You need this dog solving your crimes.
You're close. The problem is that you've taken Ice-T out of the equation. And that's where you fucked up. We replace Will, or whatever his name is, the other white guy that's not Shaggy. He dies in the first episode.
With Ice-T. Oh, we kill Fred, replace him with Ice-T.
We kill Fred. Fred dies. Right. That's actually the cross-promotional episode, is that when you pull up, Fred is dead right away. And now...
Oh, like, we gotta solve this mystery, man. We gotta get it. Do it for Fred, bro. Yeah. Like that? Yeah, that's the crossover. Yeah, I get it.
And then we get to have Ice-T around Scooby-Doo, which is magic. And also, hey, folks. For those of you that are like, that would ruin Law and Order SVU. Hey, man, you got like 22 seasons of quality content. Maybe we can have some fun on the back end, okay? Maybe we do get Law and Order Scooby Victims Unit, okay? Is that such a problem?
Like, we don't even have to change the name. You guys are greedy and selfish. Nick, I'm locking in Scooby-Doo because at the end of the day, I love HVAC. I'm using it right now, but it's not glamorous. It's not sexy. It's not... Well, there's no crossover opportunities with Law and Order SVU with HVAC.
I mean, you know, those episodes when there's like a blackout in New York, those are pretty good ones. Those are pretty good. All right.
Those are good.
Here's the thing, Cody. I got to go with HVAC. I can play in the space and we can have a lot of fun. But if we're being honest, what's the best? What is one of those? And arguably too. And I know I made a point about the rest of the world being like, hey man, are we actually weak for this? Actually, no, I'm going to get back on my America shit. Fuck you for not having it. That's your own damn fault. Live in America, bitches. This shit is sick as fuck. You know about it. Fucking figure it out. I live here, so I get to have it, and it kicks ass. So we will go to the American voting coin of 2004, as brought to you by random.org. We got George Bush facing up, which means John Kerry is on the other side. Low seed gets to pick. That's going to be you, Cody. With that nine seed.
I mean, this is easy. I gotta go Bush. I'm almost 100% sure that when Bush was reading his favorite book and that guy came and was like, sir, a plane has hit a second tower. He was like, we gotta call Scooby-Doo. He's the only one that can solve this mystery.
I really thought the joke you were gonna make. I really thought you were gonna say, you know, and he was reading that book and then the person came and said, hey, the towers have fallen. That hit, the first thing he was gonna think was, Ruh-roh.
No. He's like, we got to get the gang on the line.
We got to get that mystery gang going. But they can't smoke none of that grass now. Well, maybe a little bit.
As long as they share it with old GW.
All right, we're going to flip. George Bush.
George Bush.
All right.
Scooby-Doo, dude.
Here's the thing, Cody. I know you. I know who you are. And I know what you did here. I know that because you just recently saw T2, it's very impactful. You loved it a lot. And you knew if you put in HVAC, you would have to deny yourself. You would have to potentially have to fight this. So you got Scooby-Doo in just so you could be like, well, then it's obviously T2. I mean, it's
absolutely
like,
right?
What are we talking about here, folks?
Bro, are you kidding me? This is a lot closer than you think. Okay.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it, Cody?
Yes. Well, here we go.
Which Olympic race would you have compared this to? Because there's the Sha'Carri Jackson finish where she looks over and sees the person. So she clearly has enough space between her to do it. Or are we talking the 100 meter, the Noah Lyles finish, where everyone finished with the fastest time possible?
No, I'm saying, look at this, okay? We got to protect John Connor. That's what we got
to
do, right?
Always have to protect John Connor.
Me and you are, yes. If this is not a joke, guys. If you know a John Connor, protect them.
Yep.
We don't know which one's important. But I'm saying if you take the Scooby gang and replace Terminator with the Scooby gang, they could protect John Connor and it'd be a fucking laugh riot. 100 yucks a minute. Okay. It'd be the best like that. I would watch that movie. If you take the Scooby gang and replace them with the Terminator, he's not going to solve the crime at the amusement park.
And folks,
he's going to kill the guy.
And folks, this is why. And this is kind of the whole point of the podcast. When you really think about it, is we've got to get rid of these copyright laws. We've got to change trademark laws in this country. We've got to change copyright laws because there's no reason. Because the Scooby franchise has only partnered with everyone. The Harlem Globetrotters, WWE, multiple times. The other people. They've done a few. But can you imagine if they would just get T2 in there? If they got Terminator... And John Connor shows up into the future or the past or whatever, or they go to the past to find him. Whatever. How much fun. It's the same movie. Ostensibly, same movie. We have to keep this child away from the Terminator. But if you had the Scooby-Doo gang doing it, the hijinks. We'd at least end up at like a nice old fair And that's way more fun than like a metal shipyard, you know?
Exactly. Like, and then he's going to kick, Scooby-Doo's going to kick the T-1000 into a ball pit. And he's going to sink into it. And he's going to look at the camera and go, hasta revista, bravery. And it's going to be the best, dude.
It's going to be so much fun. You don't want to take that away from us. So that's why, once again, you have to talk to your senators. This is the thing that when, honestly, and I'm willing to say it, whichever candidate, RFK Jr., Harris, Trump, another crazier third party, whoever's like, hey, I'm going to probably do away with copyright. I'm going to give you 5 years with your copyright, and then we're moving on. And then then it's open market, free domain. That's who I'm voting. That's what I need world.
Because when I replay, and you guys all laugh, oh, how is anyone going to make any money? It's not about money. It's about the Scooby gang protecting John Connor.
And by the way, once again, when the ideas are this good, the money follows.
The money's going to come from somewhere.
Don't worry about it's creativity. Like, that's where it's going to come from. So I'm not worried about the money, folks. Here's the thing. I love Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo's amazing.
Scooby-Doo has been there for me. I will never forget this photo. I wore a Scooby-Doo t-shirt to second grade. That was how I wanted to introduce myself to the people. In the second grade was with a large Scooby-Doo t-shirt, okay? So, like, he's a part of who I am at my core.
Foundational.
But, I mean, T2 just kicks ass.
T2 does kick ass.
The problem
I've never watched Scooby-Doo and said, that's badass.
Yeah, and the problem is, like, we did watch Scooby when we did this research. We sat next to each other and we're like, oh, so that's what they were doing. Okay.
It doesn't hold up the way you think it does.
It's not that it's bad. It's just that it's plain in a way that's like, in the way that T2, not that plain. Still badass most of the time.
There's something about Scooby-Doo that is so much better in your mind. The hijinks Scooby gets up to in my brain, the crimes he's solving, the games that he's playing with his boys, and the sandwich, these sandwiches he's eating.
These sandwiches are ridiculous.
Yeah, but like when you actually watch it, your brain has made Scooby-Doo better than it was.
Right. Is it A, that we want a talking dog? And then is it B, that we just want the friendships? Like, what is it that we're looking at? Or is it that we're all just hot for Velma?
Yes. It's yes, yes,
the
yes,
internet
yes,
will
dude.
Tell, will say answer three. Based off of barely any searching that you need to do. Do you have to be careful typing just Velma into a Google search?
Yeah, make sure safe search is on if you're going to type in Velma.
Like, wild. I mean, to be fair, very formative on a young boy. I mean, just the cartoon. I'm not even talking dirty here. I'm saying I also was like, I mean, she's pretty cute, right? Like,
Nick, we were all forged in the fires of Velma, okay? This is not a unique experience that you're talking about. We've all been there.
So thank you. Thank you for that, Scooby.
Okay, this is where I'm at on this. Scooby-Doo is so much better in my mind. Does that mean that Scooby-Doo needs to win? Because our bodies crave the do, right? Our minds make Scooby-Doo into this monolith. There's people who've never seen Terminator 2, right?
Right.
My God, have mercy on their souls. But even if you've never seen Scooby-Doo, you know Scooby-Doo, you feel Scooby-Doo, you have Scooby-Doo in you.
And also, I want to be clear too, you have a positive opinion.
Yes.
Like, I have yet to meet someone who, generally speaking, would say, nah, meh, bleh. Like, none of those sounds will come from anyone's mouth describing Scooby-Doo. T2, on the other hand, because it is cinema, does have its own detractors. They're wrong.
They're absolutely wrong and idiots.
But there are some people out there who want to sit here and act like this isn't a modern masterpiece. Okay? So here's the thing, though, is if Scooby has it, I feel like that's a paper champion. I feel like under the weight of scrutiny, Scooby would fold. Whereas I can trust T2 to go into these battles.
Okay, this is where I want to push back on that, okay? I don't think Scooby will fail because the collective, Scooby-Doo doesn't fail. Name one time Scooby's failed. He doesn't,
Well, that's
Nick.
True. That's
he
true.
Succeeds, true. And he has the collective energy of entire generations, not us. We're millennials. He's got the millennial backers. He's got Gen X. He's got the boomers. And now he's out here saving John Cena and shit. He's going to get the zoomers too. Scooby-Doo transcends age. Mm-hmm. We're never getting rid of Scooby-Doo. The Terminator films are done. People are burnt out. We're over it. We're not over Scooby-Doo.
And they've only gotten worse. I'm not saying that these are bad. Here's the thing.
There's something timeless about a talking dog, Nick.
There is. Here's something, though, that I do think people overlook. And I'm not, once again, I want to hazard to say it's bad. But we have yet to crack a live-action Scooby-Doo movie. Like, we have not solved this riddle. I think a lot of people want to sit back and look at that early 2000s with Freddie Prinze and
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah. And I think we want to act like that was good. It wasn't. Freddie Prinze was a terrible, I don't even know why we did that one.
Nick,
terrible decision.
Nick, we got Linda Cardellini as Velma. This is the
woman. We have bad casting. The whole thing is poorly cast.
Are you kidding me?
With the exception of Shaggy. I will say, I think the whole thing's poorly cast. Linda Cardellini is like 30 years old by that point. And I'm not saying Linda Cardellini isn't a wonderful actress, that she's not a beautiful woman, but that's not my Velma.
Nick?
They just got it wrong, man.
Nick?
They got it wrong.
Nick, as a teenage boy, you gave me Sarah Michelle Gellar and Linda Cardellini in two very formative sexual icons for me. I'm going to have to disagree with you, bruh. I'm going to have to disagree with you, bro. Are you kidding me?
That's the beauty of America, I guess. I just think that you're solely mistaken. 2000. All right, hold on. So 22. She was 27 years old doing that. That's not Velma, dude. It's just not. I'm sorry. I didn't know. Once again, this is why this show is great and beautiful. I didn't know that you held so tightly to these beliefs. I want to preserve our friendship.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick T2. Right,
you're doing a poor job. I'm picking Scooby-Doo for the fact that Scooby-Doo is timeless. Everybody has a Scooby, whatever they think.
That's fair. And I heard the new Scoob movie's great. I hear good things. Probably because it wasn't live action. All right, folks, here we go. We are going back to that American voting coin of 2004 as brought to you by random.org. Low seed gets a pick. That is going to be me this time. I mean, if we're talking about alternate realities, I got to go with my John Kerry here. So we're going to flip. Yes.
God damn it. I mean, I love T2. First of all, I love T2. So I'm not too upset about it, but Scooby-Doo, man, you're sleeping on the Doo, man.
I'm not sleeping on Doo. I'm just saying I, for what it is, once again, we're just talking movie here. Terminator 2, far better than any Scooby-Doo movie, easily. I mean, the character you're right is enduring, but Arnold Schwarzenegger as the Terminator is also enduring. Hasta la vista, baby. Probably not as in use. Still there. I'll be back. Still there. They ain't going nowhere.
I'm just, yeah, no, the sayings are timeless. The movies fell apart. I think we made a little mistake here, but I'm not upset about it.
I don't think so. I think you're lost in the Linda Cardellini sauce.
Have you ever talked about Linda?
I would love to have Linda Cardellini sauce. That sounds like something that you get at a very nice Italian restaurant. They're like, oh, would you like some more Cardellini sauce? I'd be like, oh, please put on some of that Cardellini sauce.
I'd
love that.
If you would have talked shit about Linda Cardellini and Sarah Michelle Gellar in front of a 16-year-old Cody, he would have fought you. And that's all I'm trying to say.
This is, and hey, thank God, because Nick had these opinions at that time. I will say 16-year-old Nick was just as likely as 33-year-old Nick, which is, once again, very fun. 17 years of friendship, brother. It always makes me happy. But nonetheless, that kid had those opinions. I'm glad we didn't step on that mine of friendship because we wouldn't have even gotten started, brother. This whole thing would have never gotten off the ground. So I'm very happy to see that we saved that one for 17 years down the road. Folks, that is it. T2. Moving on as the Group A champion. We still got Groups B, C, and D to decide before we get to that final four. But thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to help out Chaboys, a few things that you can do. As always, share with a friend, tell a friend. Wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe, and give us those 5 stars. Please.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook. Just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a whole 16-team tournament you want to see us do, email those to us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you want to give Nick shit for all of his opinions, I mean, there's plenty of things you could send about to Nick. You can email him there too. He reads them.
Yep. As always, shout outs to Charizard for that intro to our music. You want to hear more of their stuff, and over to Bandcamp. Type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us. Folks, we got a new episode coming out on Wednesday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.